My husband and I have always been thrifty romantics, so I was quite taken aback to discover the amount some people are spending in their pursuit of true love. In Britain, the average cost of a date is £200, or around $353, according to statistics released last year by UK debit card Maestro. In London, that tryst will cost you an additional 50%. Exactly how do all those Bridget Jones and Mr. Darcy's go through that lolly? Men apparently spend 10 times as much as women buying drinks and meals, but women drop almost the same amount on pre-date preparation. Date prep includes the likes of a new outfit, a trip to the hair salon, a manicure, and new underwear. The heart was once a lonely hunter. Now it wears designer underwear and is fond of a good tipple. No wonder the average British singleton only goes on 3 dates a year. Between forays, they probably have to take time off to regroup, refinance, and regroom. In the United States, the average cost of a dinner and a movie for two runs around $114, while 6 dates, including a mix of coffee rendezvous to an evening out with a show, will set you back around $800. All this largesse would be fine if it paid off in witty companionship, excellent food, and the evening culminating in some sort of agreeably close encounters. But while this may happen occasionally, the old fairy tale does caution that there are a lot more frogs than princes hanging around the dating pool. When it comes to romance, money can buy its appearance, but the real thing is more elusive. My husband was horrified when I told him about the current cost of dating. "Haven't these people heard of restaurant specials?" he wanted to know. "The kind where you buy one entree, get the second one free?" He believes in spending money on tangible things, like outdoor gear. His rationale seems to be that a relationship is only as good as its expedition readiness. The first gift he ever gave me was a backpack designed for high altitudes. While not romantic in the traditional sense, I suppose it does hold a certain Indiana Jones-type allure. A few years ago, my husband stunned me by buying a Valentine's Day card. He was stunned by how much it cost. I looked the card over with its nice sentiments and its closing salutation of "Love always." Being of a sensible mindset myself, I suggested that my husband not write on the card. That way, he could give it to me again the following year. He thought that a marvelous idea, so the card was tucked into a drawer alongside a card I bought for him. They have rested there ever since, pure and unblemished symbols of a bond that to some may appear practical, but that is, if nothing else, outfitted to withstand the Himalayas.